What about the issue of hormone therapy in patients with HER2-positive disease, Sarah? What do we know in terms of responsiveness, choice of therapy, et cetera?
So, you know, it turns out that HER2-positive tumors that are also ER-positive are not quite as sensitive to endocrine therapy alone. There are trials that have looked at adding anti-HER2 therapy to endocrine therapy, and this does seem to enhance activity. And now there's data looking at adding two anti-HER2 agents on to endocrine therapy, and that seems to do even better. So, for example, we saw data from the PERTAIN trial, which actually looked at people who either got induction chemotherapy with HP or just were getting anti-HER2 therapy alone, and then they were randomized to get it with pertuzumab and an AI or just an AI and trastuzumab. And the patients who got dual anti-HER2 therapy did better than those just getting trastuzumab. And this was also seen in the alternative trial, which looked at trastuzumab lapatinib added to an AI, and that did better than just trastuzumab. And that was really just an improvement in progression-free survival, so not an overall survival benefit. So I think what that tells us is that in someone who has ER-positive, HER2-positive disease, giving endocrine therapy with dual anti-HER2 therapy is an option, and patients can have benefit from it. And so it could be something this patient could receive in the future.